order all good. There's no one here for the time running.
This is for this.
Go ahead and get started. Topic of this 1 hour, and we're co-leaders for this.
Now I'll stand up. I guess my name is Noelle, and I'm a compulsive overeater. So the title of this workshop is always, well, it's for this I am. And so let's go ahead and begin with me to accept I cannot change, to change the thing, the wisdom to know the difference. So I'm going to qualify a little bit later. But I am going to talk a little bit more as I talk. Always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who should. So it's one of the few things that I am meeting that has I in it instead of we. They always talk about how this is a we. And the Serenity Prayer has I in it compared to we. So how did this come about? How did this singular example of I? 1960s AA started to include it in their text way, did it. If my only responsibility, the hand and heart of O who are responsible, is each group has but one primary purpose. Message to the compulsive, our primary job. Okay? Not just to people outside the room. So if our job, carry this message to the compulsive overeater, I sort of want you to think a minute about how the message was carried. When was the first time you heard about OA? Or maybe tell the person sitting. Now I want you to tell that person what the duration of time. Right. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. How many people, it was a day, like they heard about it and they went? Impressive. Okay. Waited a week, a month, year, 5 years, 10 years. Yeah, you know. So the thing about carrying the message is that when we carry the message, we never know who is ready to hear it when. And so carrying the message is really one of the most. I said I was going to qualify a little bit when I how I. In 1989, it was my last year of university. I had joined a. I had lost about 40. Excited and oh to have. And we were watching something, and someone was being interviewed on TV, and they were Readers Anonymous. I remember my roommate's boyfriend was the anonymous. If you're an overeater. First time I heard of OA. I'm familiar with the 12-step program because my older sister got sober in 1988, and by 1992, my father had gotten sober. First time that I went to a meeting was in Sanford, so I heard about the program about 5. And you know how I found out? I had to call a phone number. Monday meetings, I could push the button for Tuesday meetings. That's one of the ways that intergroups carry the message. But I really want to talk about how we as individuals need to carry the message. Qualifying, so I was going to say, I heard about OA, came and went, and it didn't really stick. Okay? So even though I was hearing the message, I was a top weight of 270. I have had several relapses. I currently weigh 200, working towards a healthy body. My abstinence, and I also don't eat sweet cakey things. And I don't. That's how I define my. So why do we need to carry the message to the compulsive? First of all, we have a duty. We need to give other people the information they need. It's also a little bit of self-preservation. We know that we can't stay abstinent unless we give the gift away. So we sort of have like a duty to do it, and we get something. How good is that? So I want to talk briefly about how we can carry the message as a group. Okay. Or as an intergroup, or as a world service. So the group level, right, we're on reaching out to newcomers. We make sure that there's something in the new in the script, maybe, that afterward to newcomers. In the intergroup, we will also have a sponsors list. There might be recovery workshops, like special events. One of the things that my intergroup is doing, I'm from Montreal, but I'm involved in the Ottawa District Group, is we've actually put up flyers or posters in Ottawa. We're actually reaching out. There's a lot of different ways that at different levels we're sending the heart and hand of OA. I want to specifically, so I'm just going to talk, I made a little list here, right, about how I can carry the message. And remembering that this is always a program of as I'm talking to me and I'm experiencing sharing mine, we're talking about carrying the message. We're not just talking about carrying the people inside the room, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. How do we fulfill our responsibility? Really, the very first thing that we can do is share a meeting, compulsive overeaters. Even by being at the meeting, you're helping spread the message. Sharing your experience, strength, about how the program has helped you overcome your problem. One of the things when I'm sharing, a long time ago when I started the program, 1 minute on the problem, 2 minutes on the solution. And so that is something that I've always sort of taken. And one of the things that I like to do when I share, I think about what the problem is. Then I talk about the tools and likely the tools and steps I'm using to overcome those problems. Because that hope to newcomers or who are is a solution. Right. If I use these tools. I send messages to people at meetings. A couple of months ago, I got a message like that from somebody. I was out of town and I hadn't been to meeting. I can't tell you what that made me feel. When said, just checking in, haven't seen you. I was like, oh my God, somebody noticed I'm not there. Like, I must be important. Right? Like, they noticed that. And so as a result of that, that is something that I have actually started doing. Another thing, most of my meetings I attend Zoom. And so one of the things that I often do is share that they're a newcomer or just communicate with them privately. Welcome, hi, if you have any questions, this is my phone. And, you know, sometimes people write back and have a little message. But that's the way I reach out. Because we can't when they come in the door anymore, right? Online meeting. So we need to reach out a little bit differently. So far I'm just talking about the things that... But one of the things that Karen is going to... Because if our primary purpose is to carry the message to the... That means our primary purpose is not fundraising. Many of these things that we do at the group, region, and world level require some sort of financial support. Karen's going to be talking about that part. All of these things I've talked about so far... They just require me to talk. Another thing that I did is when I found out that my intergroup, like my region where I live, was having this public information class, for a couple of months I transferred monthly donations to direct. Now what I'm going to talk about is a few things that are really hard. I heard a lot of people talking about sponsorship at convention, and I think it's hard for me to sponsor. I'm afraid that I'm going to say something wrong. I'm afraid I was going to ruin that I had that power. And so one of the things, a couple of months ago, somebody reached out to me because I hadn't been sponsoring and I hadn't been raising my hand that I'm available to sponsor. Someone reached out to me a couple of months ago, sponsor, and I was like, yes, right? Let me talk to my sponsor and confirm it. And my sponsor's like, yes, of course you're ready to sponsor. I'm like, rat. So anyway, an interesting thing about this new I have is that she's a restrictor, right? She has body image issues. Like, I am a binger. We come sort of from different... And so one of the reasons that sharing requirement to sort of message is that she's actually making me think about different things. I am sponsoring her, and because of the nature... This will be the interpretive family part. Because of the nature of our relationship, I can't, or of her disease, like her version of the disease, I literally can't tell her what to do. Because, so that is one of the things that I am asking my higher power. Number 7, right here, they're scarred by it. I am asking my higher power to help me listen better. Not only do I have a duty to carry the message, I want to carry the message in a way that they'll hear. The final thing that I want to talk about is that it's really hard for me to come out as a lay member. And so one of the things that I have also been really involved with it, I never told my colleagues. I'm ashamed when I do that, right? Like, I should tell them. They might, but they might know people who need it. So that is another thing that I'm asking my high to tell people that I'm an OA, and to listen when people talk to me. So what I would like everybody to do now, another minute, and talk to the person next to you, and talk about like 2 things you can do in the next week to carry the message to a compulsive overeater outside the room. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. I have two people that want to tell us how they are going. No, you know what? Let's save that for the sharing. Ask you now, but maybe you all can share when you come up and talk after Karen. Ways that you think you could carry the message.
So remember, not only do we have a duty to do that, to give back what we have so really received. What I would like is, I'm not sure if all of you know it, but if you would like to say with me as I wrap the responsibility pledge, that would always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible.
I am Karen. I'm a compulsive overeater, food addict.
Hi, Karen.
And my on the seventh tradition. Tradition is about responsibility. And my history. I came into program in 1992 and got abstinent. Well, first I got a sponsor and then I got abstinent. And the basket would go around, put in a buck, you know, buck. And I thought, okay, I'm done. I didn't know the structure of OA. I had no clue how all this worked. Quite honestly, in the beginning, I didn't care. And it took a long time to get that knowledge into my head about what all happens outside of the little meeting I went to. But there's so much more that went on. And I never even considered it because I didn't care and I didn't want to know. So, with meetings. So we're getting face-to-face meetings back. At least in my area, there are a few coming back. So there's meeting rooms. They provide literature. They may have to have insurance for the building wherever they're in. And along with that, someone has to carry a key to let them in. Someone has to collect that money. And what are they going to do with that money? If it's a Zoom meeting, Zoom meetings aren't free. They're free because I did. I said, oh, Zoom meeting, I don't have, how am I going to put, there's no basket going around, so how am I obligated to pay for that? Zooms aren't free. And there's a cost to going to a Zoom meeting. The group pays for it, or the group pays for it. Somebody pays for Zoom. But along with that, someone has to be the host. Someone has to do screen share. Someone has to do, hopefully, monitoring or leading and making sure things that are posted. That's at the group level. All those things. So that's one, monetary, and two, it's service. So at the intergroup level, website maintaining, getting meeting list. If you want a meeting list, you go to your intergroup. Or your intergroup sends it out and someone in the meeting prints it. So there's meeting lists, phone lists, literature, special events, answering service, mailbox, distributing information about OA. And publishing newsletters, and there's insurance. All that is under the intergroup level. So, if you've never been to intergroup, second of all, why not? When you go to the intergroup, you see where all those funds that you're getting, your group is sending to intergroup, or however they send it, you are seeing where all that money goes, and how it's being used. Let's bump up to region, events, conventions, websites, fellowships for reps attending assemblies, to do the business of the region, maintaining meeting lists, newsletters, providing scholarships to region events and World Service delegates, supporting scholarships for all kinds of events, PIO blitzes that help carry the message. In that venue, we have opportunity to do service, money service. If we get the money, we can do more. If we do more, we need more people. Money isn't everything. It's a lot important. It's necessary. At this convention, there will be one person who came not abstinent and might leave abstinent. There's one person that may come in and hear something that they never heard before, and they will go home and they will do something. They will feel better. Conventions cost money. No way around it. It is what keeps us alive and functioning. There are groups that don't, you can't get the members. No, there's no symmetrician. What's going on? Why aren't people going to that meeting? What are we not supporting the meetings? And then we go to World Service. There, many times. I was there as a delegate for 4 years, and I served as a trustee. And I was in those days they called a General Service Trustee. We deal with the finances. We had to look at the whole scope of things and how all of this works together and what they're dependent on and what we need. It's a whole world that is intertwined. And it all starts with that first button that's asking. It starts there. And maybe the buck is all you can put in, and that's okay. That's okay. But maybe there will be a day when you can put in a little more, that financially you're a little bit more secure. There's a little bit wiggle room left. Support something that saves lives. It has saved my life. I have taken quotes from tradition. OA is our life preserver. Our means of recovery from the disease of compulsive eating. A life preserver. Imagine being on a boat and it's sinking and the guy says, can you swim? But there's two life preservers. Who's going to be saved? Don't we all want, to be saved on a boat that's going down. I don't think anyone on the boat's going to say, I don't need it. A life preserver. It's something tangible. Financial contribution, pay for a phone line or a web, but somebody in OA needs to return those and maintain the site. So, in theory, I put $5 in this. I'm done. I have to do. I've contributed. I put $5 in the basket. I put $2 in the basket. That's good. I am supporting OA. I've turned my back on the opportunity for what I've been given. We individuals are fully self-supporting only when we do what we can, when we can, giving back some of the help we have been given in our way. When I first came into program, 1992, 6 years, I didn't do service. I thought people who didn't have any life. I'm too busy. I've got this life. That's move forward. I relapse. I'm coming back. And I went to a meeting, and they said, "Oh, come on in. Sure. Okay." And it was around Thanksgiving time, and it used to be in the Northeast that we would do a thank-a-thon. So I said, "You know, I have an idea about this. Is what we did. Thank you." And the person said to me, "Why don't you come to Intergroup? The idea." I said, "Okay, I've got nothing to do on a Friday night, once a month." So I went, presented it. And the chair said, "That's a big idea. Why don't you do that?" And I went, whoa, wait a minute. I'm the idea guy. I'm not that person. But this group of people embraced me, engulfed me, and said, "We're going to go up to a workshop. You want to go?" Okay. Went. And they said, "Oh, you know, there's going to be, I was in a different region. There's going to be this other thing across town." I was in Florida, so I was in Pinellas County, and they were in the Tampa area. "It's over in Tampa. You want to go? We'll all go together." Okay. I was pushed and shoved and nudged into doing service. And I didn't even know I was doing it. They knew, but I didn't. So a friend of mine was the chair of Intergroup, and she said to me, you know, we need a vice chair. Would you be interested? And I said, what do I have to do? She said, nothing. I became chair of the Intergroup. And then the treasurer kept doing these reports about how much was going to this and how much was going to the region. We all went, okay, that's going to be a delegate that year out at World Service. And in the old days, in the back, they printed what group and intergroup, how much money went. I looked. Then I went to the region and I said, how much did our group spend? Our intergroup spend? Nothing. Okay. So, to the treasurer, we need to do an audit. We're supposed to do a review once a year. We haven't done it. We need to see the bank statement so we can go over it. And then hard about she couldn't get the bank statement, blah, 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 blah. Weeks, I'm persistent, got the bank statement, and lo and behold, the week before, the $2,000 check submitted. Did we get all our money back? Probably not, but we got a good chunk. So, I took the responsibility making sure finances were recorded correctly. That's important. Not only to give the money, to know where that money is going. If it's going to World Service or region, this is my path, so I'm going to share my path with you. Because I was chair, I was told I had to go to region assembly. Okay. I didn't know where I was going. I think I went to Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't know where I was, what I was doing, but I went. And the woman there said, I served in the Ways and Means. She said, good. Later, we're having a convention in our area, in our county. First comes and says, do you know anybody who wants to be treasurer? And I paused and I said, well, I'm on Ways and Means. I was going to take over for someone. I was going to work my way up. And she said, you qualify? And I said, through the qualification, she said, come to the board meeting, you can be treasurer. How did that happen? When I tell you pushed and shoved, that's where it is. So I became the treasurer of that region. And again, it was accountability. Where did the money go? How is the money distributed? Then I moved up to World Service. I was delegate for 4 years. Then I became a trustee. And I served 2 years as at World Service. It's not like hands-on. Because we have control, we have all that money. But I saw where the money goes. That was important to me, and it's still important to me. That you know where the money goes because you've asked. Reached out and gone to intergroup or to region as a representative. And the treasurer does search in 6 months and a year. You get a final report. And it's there. And you can ask the treasurer who has questions. I'm still doing this. What can I tell you? You can ask the questions. And it's important to ask the question. Important. Well, for me, it's very important that when you put whatever you put in that basket, it is going to help another sufferer. When I came back out of my relapse, I didn't have a dime to my name. My husband, you know, I was struggling. And that basket would pass, and I felt so bad that I didn't have it to put in. I read the Seventh Tradition pamphlet and said, more to the Seventh Tradition than just in the basket, doing service. And what I've come to realize, that service and contributing what you can, when you can, hand in hand. I'm responsible. Responsible to myself and to all of you. Someone was there for me. Someone was there that said, come on in, welcome here. I didn't want to be welcome. So, one of my friends gave me this. Recovery is free, but everything else costs. You know, they used to say in the old days, put in as much as your last binge costs. I'm not there. I'm not. I don't want to shame anybody. You know, what did my life, I don't remember. Thank God, I don't. But I was a cheap. I was like a cheap drunk. I was going for the nastiest, the cheapest. I was a volume. I see the volumes in food today. I'm thinking, oh my God, stopped at 350. I would have gone on because you buy bigger, it's cheaper, and it's off. I didn't care about quality. I was into quantity. So if you're contributing and you're going to in a group and you're reaching out, great. Keep doing it. If your group or in a group is struggling a little, go to in a group. Participate. What can I do for this in a group? How can I make this in a group better? Can I participate? The region. There are so many in a groups at this. We had an assembly in September. There were so many in a groups that never sent any. It broke my heart. I knew these in a groups. We offered hybrid. So a person could sit, granted it's 8 hours or 6 hours of theater, but you can participate. Your inner group's not sending anybody. Why? We have scholarships. A scholarship to get an assembly, you can get it. Your inner group can't afford to send somebody to World Service, ask for a scholarship. The region has the money, we want to spend it. We know, and you know, that carrying the message is personal to me. So, end on a high note.
Workshop will end at 3:40. The rest of the time, we'll hear 3-minute pitches from the floor. The timer and B would like to share, please form a line at the front of the room. I remind you that this session is being recorded. Your sharing demonstrates your consent. Wish to remain anonymous. Please use a fictitious name or choose not to share. Say where you're from and how long you've been in OA. The bulk of your share to your OA experience, strength, and hope on the topic of this workshop. Would like to share earlier? Peer. Well, person sitting next to you, that would be great. So come on up.
I'm Shari. I'm a compulsive overeater, Montreal. I started in OA in California, and I used to go to 4 meetings a week. There wasn't any other kind of meeting. And so every meeting I went to, I dropped money into the basket. And then when the pandemic hit, we did all those Zoom meetings, and we're still doing a lot of Zoom meetings. And I know from personal, I know that on Zoom meetings, people do not make as much donations as they don't do as much seventh tradition as they do on face-to-face meetings, and it's really hurting it's really hurting World Service and the regions. And so this year when I led with some other people a 12-step workshop for 15 weeks, every week we asked people to make a seventh, and we gave them the website, where to give, and we explained how much we're on Zoom doesn't mean that they didn't have to make their seventh tradition, and we explained how many the regions and World Service were losing since COVID because the ILI contributions are really down. And it was surprising what a good fundraiser it ended up to be. Like, I thought, I'm doing service because I cared about the 12-step workshop and I wanted to learn how to give it, provide it. And it ended up that I helped raise a bunch of money, which I was really proud of. And I realized that if I explain to people what's going on the Zoom meetings, and we give people the opportunity, we give them the websites, we explain what's happening, people actually want to give, and they just sometimes they don't know how, and they don't know why. Why should they give their hard-earned cash when they're not leaving their house at all? They're doing something that seems totally free to them. But I think people in OA, they understand the explanation. I'm just saying, I'm really proud of the fact that I found a way to help people do that. Thank you.
Everyone, I'm Charlene. I'm a compulsive eater and relapse survivor in recovery today. I heard so much wonderful stuff and so many hints and ways that we can both carry the message and support our voluntary service. And I've served as treasurer for my intergroup for three different terms of service with breaks in between. And I had served on event planning committees where we do outreach and go to help bring the message and reach out to our fellows, you know, by calling. You know, if you don't see somebody at a meeting, we'll have, you know, folks say, you know, all right, I'll reach out to this one, you reach out to that one, and we take turns and do that. And I just wanted to pass along a couple of tips from our particular intergroup, which is North Shore, from Massachusetts, northeastern Massachusetts. And at our intergroup, we recently, having been on with Zoom, found ways to utilize different payment systems, you know, and I don't know if it's an outside issue to mention the name of what we did, but Venmo, PayPal, you know, our website for our intergroup has a way to contribute either way. And something that I did personally for my meetings that I attend is, and I have it at my live meeting as well, is we set up an account for our intergroup using Venmo. So folks can just scan the QR code and put what meeting they're donating to, what amount of their donation, and it goes right through Venmo and comes into our intergroup, you know, and the information is passed along to our current treasurer, and it's awesome. And another thing that we did, and you can do with PayPal, by going to your region, I mean to your intergroups, well, our intergroup has it, you can pay, make your contribution via PayPal. However, Venmo doesn't cost anything, and I think PayPal is a slight fee. If you want most of the money to go to your intergroup, you can do it that way. And your Zoom meeting, where there is no physical basket, get credit on the monthly treasurer's report for your intergroup, you know, for our intergroup. It's just another way that we can help contribute when we're sitting there. Thank you. And we need to support both physically, emotionally, spiritually, and monetarily, as well as reaching out and doing the service too.
Thanks for having
me. I'm a compulsive reader.
I got it.
One of the things I was thinking about too is it was said about sponsorship, that one of the fears was is you're going to ruin somebody's life or whatever. I heard from somebody once and it kind of made me laugh. Don't worry about that. They're already screwed up anyway. You can't mess them up any worse than what they are. You know, so I always try to keep that in mind. You know, and it's a learning process too. So all of this stuff is, the other thing I was going to say about PayPal, Venmo, I had heard about the fee. They even suggested to even donate a little bit more or just donate once a month if you use that. And then you don't feel it so much. At the end of the month, you just donate. Sometimes that works. There's all kinds of different things and different ways of doing things. It's just talking with people and finding out. That phrase about do what you can when you can, my sponsor first said that actually to me, years ago when I first had her in 1997. And it's very true. Then I don't feel all this pressure all the time. I have to do this, I have to do that. There's the meeting that I attend now is finally getting a few more people to come in person. However, the weather's going to be inclement, so we are talking about not doing the hybrid, because we do hybrid, meaning that we have the Zoom and in-person at the same time. We do most probably, depends on our group too, what people decide. That's not my decision, it's the group's decision. We're going to go on Zoom only, thank you, on Zoom only, and then just go from there if the weather's really bad. We're going to do it if we're going to go week by week. All kinds of ways of doing that. But always grateful to hear new ideas and new things, too. So.
Hi, I'm Ann, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Ann.
And during the hearing, and recently, I haven't heard from her. And I didn't tell her about the Zoom sessions of this region. So I did send her a message. Or done before to me. I don't know why. But, I mean, they do say that you have to wait for a sponsee to contact you. I never really quite know how much of that. I mean, this is a fairly, I find myself overwhelmed with my own life. Other people is, I could be important to other people. Kind of incomprehensible to me because of that. But, I mean, here's this person, you know, I should, in terms of the contribution programs, my bank, I don't, but this month I did agree to lead, so I've been putting that, you know, oh yeah, so we have to carry cash again. 1 minute. And I have been treasurer of my intergroup. Yes, I think I'm good at that, but you have disabilities that for me to go to assembly and stuff. Yeah, so I'm trying. And it was 8 years between when I first out, and I felt really desperate. So.
Karen, compulsive reader from Vermont.
I've been in the
program about 37 years. I want to take this, if I could, one step further. I look at the traditions as real guides in my life, on my program, and for me out into the world, dealing with my circumstance and my work and all of those things. And they're so incredibly for the years. And when I looked at these two, at the topic of responsibility and these two traditions, I was thinking about how much I have been applying these, not to, well, I do apply them to money and making contributions in the program, so apply them to service work in my region, applying them at home, because I was married for 20 years, and in the last year I divorced, bought a new place, and living there, and establishing my home. This is very different. And I have had to understand the concept of having a priority. What is most important? The program has taught me how to be clear about what's most important. I've been able to, you know, there are spot checks to do, there are realities to meet, I've been able to say, what could happen? That could happen before winter. This needs to happen. Wait until next year. I can't afford to do that. Idea of being, and what happens when I do that is I feel like a grown up. Seventh tradition about supporting through my own. I've had to look at my money and figure out what's affordable for me. I have to be responsible for what I spend. Doing this on my own, I've consulted other people, and that's been so helpful. When I do that, I feel proud of myself. And that's what these traditions, these principles gives me, too. So much for what you both do.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a compulsive overeater. And, I do give a monthly donation. It reminds me that I had to switch, re-up that donation. So it's something I didn't really think about till now. And I give to the OA virtual region. Also, I love the idea of, I think it was the Subway, having a, advertisement about, OA. And, from New York City. So I had to have this really fantasy, like, hundreds of subway stations blaring the OA message right on the platform. You can't escape, you know. And I just love it. And then the banners, they're starting to more cool messages inside the train car. I thought, oh God, this is like a fun. I do get overwhelmed with my own. I have my own company, so I get overwhelmed. Like if I take on a task, I just want to set out there. I really can't do a whole lot of service because I get like overwhelmed and confused and shut down. So I have to kind of just, I got this idea, and I had been public information chair and in the group quite a while ago, and I just love this idea of the subway, because everybody's there. I mean, I just think it's fantastic. Thank you.
Wait for someone else to stand up. I want to thank you all for coming. I realize that one of the things that I meant, that there are so many resources. There's the temporary sponsors, newcomers for safety, on the website, or information for the newcomer, how to sponsor. So we don't need to do it on our own, because even though we are individually responsible. So thanks for attending the workshop. We'll close with the serenity. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I can, courage to change the things, and the wisdom to know the difference. Everybody.
Oh, we got to turn this.